Today's scripture reading comes from selected verses from Mark chapter 7. Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.'" Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand, there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within the human heart that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sabrina. You may be seated. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, I pray that as we gather for this time, that we may open ourselves to hear your message, the message that you have for each and every one of us as individuals, that you will guide us in our daily lives, that we may share the good news of your love and your light. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring honor and glory to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So the title of my time is Out of Focus. I've had a couple of people walk up to me and ask me if I knew what the picture on the front of the bulletin was. I'm not sure they liked the answer I gave them because I told them I'd tell them during my sermon. And I've heard all sorts of things, from a demolished car to if you turn it upside down, you can see the eyes and the mouth, or I think Heidi said it was a marriage picture of the two hearts that come down in the eyes. But I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I want you to turn to the cover of the bulletin, and you see the three dots that are lined up vertically in the center of the picture. I want you to stare at them for about a minute. I'm going to keep talking, but I want you to stare at them for a minute, and then I'll explain to you what to do after that. But this scripture today talks about what we listen to, what we search for, what we are looking for as we become children of God. And the fact that as I read this, I kept thinking about how we focus on everything that we listen to in today's world, and how we hear something and take it to heart. And we don't always follow through with where God is calling us. And so as I was looking at this, I started thinking about that piece that Isaiah had prophesied, where we worship God with our lips, but our hearts aren't completely there. And I think for me, part of that is because there's just, I allow so much to be going on in my life. I listen to so many things. I get, as I said during the prayer time, I have a tendency to be a workaholic. One of the other problems I have is I haven't learned how to say no. So I end up on different committees doing different things and have managed to get myself overloaded. Well, one of the things that I did do while I was partially on leave in June and July was I spent some time with God and decided that there are some things I need to step away from and not be doing so much and concentrating on the things that I truly feel I am gifted for and called to. And I hope that after this time away, I will have more of that to share with you as we gather back up when I get back. Okay, hopefully you've been staring at that picture. I want you to look away from it, and I want you to close your eyes. And if you did it right, what you should be seeing now is a picture of Christ. Okay? If you didn't, you can try it again later. But that's what the picture is. It's an out-of-focus picture of Christ. And that's the way things are in today's world for me, and I think probably for you, is that we have allowed so much to invade our life that there are times in our life where Christ is out of focus. We don't really see what Christ wants us to see. We're more worried about the human things and the way people are going to react, or like the story about Punchinello. We're not made of the right thing. We don't belong to the right group. As most of you know, I am a licensed local pastor, which means that I came to being clergy through a different route. Okay? There are people who look down upon me because that's what I am as a licensed local pastor. I'm not a fully ordained elder. Okay? Now, to most of you, that may not mean anything. You probably don't even know the difference between a licensed local pastor and an ordained elder. An ordained elder is given permission by the bishop to what we call the words of sacrament and the order of sacrament, and they can do that anywhere inside the United States. They're allowed to worship, to preach, to wed, to do all of that stuff anywhere in the state of Iowa, which because they're assigned to the Iowa Annual Conference. And with special permission, they can even get permission to do it outside of the state of Iowa. Okay, I am a licensed local pastor. I am appointed to this congregation, and this is the only congregation that I can do those same things for. I can do communion, I can do weddings, I can do funerals, I can do baptisms, I can do all of that as long as it's for this congregation. I can't go anywhere in the state, United States and do it, and I can't travel out or it. It has to be done at this church. I can't even go anywhere in the state of Iowa. Okay? There are some that look down upon that. Believe it or not, we even have congregations who will not take a licensed local pastor as their pastor because we weren't cut from the right cloth. We weren't made in the same way like Punchinello. We maybe bend a little bit more, but don't stay. No, I won't say that. That's wrong. Sorry. But I was still called by God. That's where the call came from. I didn't wake up one morning and decide, hey, I think it'd be fun to be a pastor. I'm tired of being a warehouse manager, so I think I'll quit this job and become a pastor. I guarantee you I was making more money as a warehouse manager. I had better hours. But it was a call, and it was a call of love. And that's what God is talking about in this passage, is that we focus on that call on our lives and that love of God. And we quit worrying so much about the human things. Like, does it really matter which side of the sanctuary the baptismal font sits? Does it really matter where the Bible sits on the altar? But yet, and I'm going to touch a real tough one here, we seem to worry a lot about what the color of the carpet is. I have been to church meetings where it's almost been a knockdown, drag-out fight about what color the new carpet was going to be. Is that really what God's calling us to direct ourselves about? I don't think so. I think God is calling me and calling you to worry about how we minister to each other through the love of Christ. How we hold up and support each other when we are in pain or when we have a celebration. Mike's brother passed away this last week. That hurts. I know. I've lost two siblings. There's no way you can express that grief that hits you when you lose a sibling at an early age, at what we think is too soon. But I like to call those times that we think about them and honor them as a celebration of life. And the reason I say that is because that's the time when we honor them and honor God by remembering how they live their life out in God's love. It still hurts. God didn't promise us this was going to be an easy road to be a Christian. If anything else, it's a lot of work to be a Christian, because we have to work harder at following where God is calling us to be through that love of Christ. We have to remember that as we talk to each other, that we talk to each other out of love, and that we work to build each other up. And sometimes that's as simple as sitting next to somebody and just letting them know you're there. You don't have to say a thing, because sometimes there are just no words, no human words that can say what we need to say. So as we go through this week, as I was growing up, and I'm not sure whether I was in high school or I was already in the Navy. I'm sure most of you, the younger ones, maybe not, or maybe you've seen the new post on Facebook or one of the social medias. They came out with these bracelets, and on the bracelets it said WWJD. And as you all remember, that was stood for What Would Jesus Do? I think this scripture is exactly that. What would Jesus do? And I think we need to ask ourselves that each and every day and every moment of our lives when we come into a time where something questionable is pulling us out of focus with Christ. What would Jesus do? Diana reminded me this morning, and she had told me earlier, and I had forgotten, but there's a new bracelet out. Have you all heard about this one and seen it? On one side it says WWJD, what would Jesus do? And on the other side it says HWLF. HWLF. I see some puzzled looks, so I will give you the words. He would love first. So, I think that's where we go. What would Jesus do is a question we need to be asking ourselves, and I'm going to be asking myself, and then I'm going to remind myself that he would love first. He's calling us to be his love and light and to focus on the picture. Now that you've done the trick with the three dots and staring at it, can you see the picture of Jesus without staring at it? It becomes clear, doesn't it? After you've focused, it becomes clear. And that's the way life is when we look at Christ and look to Christ for all we're doing. So as we go into this week, let's focus on Christ. And let's focus on the love of God being at the center of our life. In Jesus' name, amen.